Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Catherine. And that was the beautiful piece called Hue. You'll find the link to that website and be able to listen to it yourselves on our email that we send out that announced the show. There's a link to that beautiful music. And now I'm going to continue and do our opening prayer. So everyone, join me as we speak directly with Mother and Father. Mother and Father, I reach within. I invite you, and I accept you into my heart and my will. I ask you to shine on me in my ascension. Help me to be a true messenger and a living example of your light and your love. In these days, when your increasing light is displacing all the old structures and belief systems, I feel you with me. And I call upon you and your sacred gift of the violet flame to burn away the old. And to help me remain steady in my faith as I rise in my consciousness, freeing myself to embrace the new. I ask all fifth dimensional and higher beings, ascended masters, galactic federation of light, Agarthans, all benevolent high beings on ships, the many kingdoms of earth, our higher selves, and twin flames. We call upon you to join us and support us in our sincere quest to raise ourselves and Earth into the realms of eternal light in God's glory. So be it.
So be it.
So be it. Hi, Meg.
Hey, Catherine.
Greetings. How are you?
Oh, good. So glad to be here today. And as always, I just go inward with you on that prayer. It speaks on every level of what I dream for and hope for. So thank you for that. Yes. Well, hello, everyone. And today we're coming together on our call to hear a wonderful brief message from Archangel Michael and Christine that we are told is encoded with light, every single word. So we're going to get an upgrade and download and an infusion of light with this message today. So thank you, Michael, and thank you, Christine, and thank you, Catherine, for being open to bring that through.
As Catherine
mentioned, our website is whoneedslight.org, and there you can sign up to receive our emails that announces the shows and any messages that come out. And as well, we put these announcements and messages on our Facebook page, Who Needs Light. And I want to offer a special thank you for all the donations that come in to support us in this mission and in this work that literally keep us walking and eating and doing our work and allows us to bring these messages through along with the other transmuting work. So thank you around the world to all those supporters and the loving letters that come in, as well as the well wishes you send from your heart. They're very welcome and loved. Thank you. All right. So I just have a quick little Megan Owen report today, Catherine.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So we've got the upcoming retreat. So after this, I'd love to hear any last-minute news. The retreat begins next Monday. That's fun to say. Mm-hmm. And I will reiterate that everybody listening to these calls is at the retreat with us. So don't worry if you're not there in person. You are there with us anchoring and being able to support energetically the work that's going to be able to be done with the people that can be physically there. So we're one large family. And as I was thinking about that, there have been times that I've been able to come to retreats and that I haven't been able to come to retreats in various times. Mm-hmm. And I still felt included. I still listen to the calls when we do them together. I loved hearing what was going on there. And I know all of you will be sending your love and support. So it occurred to me, and Owen is just sort of thinking about the energy of next week is, and what I'm anticipating is as people come from around the world, as far as Australia and Curacao and Spain and Ireland, all over, Paraguay, we are creating a physical grid to match our energetic grid. And in a way, it feels as if we are anchoring in some real way the new golden era community, creating a template or recreating, aligning with the original template of what it means to be in community in the fifth dimensional way of unity, cooperation, shared experiences, love, joy, realness, meaning we will bring, as Christine says, come as you are. So we're not perfect. We're not coming as perfect beings of light. We are here as we are. And even more powerful to come as we are and say, this is what I intend. This is how I want my community to be, even though I'm still a work in progress. How powerful that is. So I am adding my energy to open even further and grow individually and as a member of this family to what will be grounding and anchoring with this retreat as everyone around the world who comes into intentional communities are. We're all around the world, I see on Facebook and social media, not the real news, which is not the real news. It's through our own Facebook and social media, we're hearing the real stories about coming together in new ways that are about ending separation and limitation and that whole construct, which is a lie. What I've been thinking about and sort of as Owen is in the higher dimensions and sees the bigger picture, I'm just sort of holding hands and wanting to ground that energy here and am so grateful that this family is here to do that together. So that's what I have been looking forward to and hoping for and intending for the retreat and for all gatherings after, Catherine. So yay for us.
Oh, that was beautiful, Meg. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, exactly. We're reaching. We're stretching. Everyone.
Mm-hmm.
I have a message from Christine for the network, for the folks. She's very sick today. She wants everybody to know that she's with us in her heart and that she is, at this moment, as we speak, anchoring, transmuting, and bringing through the energies of the prosperity programs, the RV, the GCR, St. Germain's, programs, which are just there, ready to burst into our reality. Of course, it's already done in the higher dimensions, but Christine is literally pulling for this with her body and soul, her heart, full speed ahead. And it does, she's exhausted by it, and she does get very sick when she's transmuting so much at once. But we thank her. We thank her, dear Christine, for her dedication and her work ongoing, no matter what. We are so close. We can taste it.
Yes.
And so close to so much. It's not just the RV that's coming through. It's the GCR. It's living abundance, living unity, living this sense of transcendence that Michael's going to talk about. So this message is from the heart of Christine and Archangel Michael, and Sananda's here as well. They want us to know that these messages are always on their side, are always a joint effort, because they are in unity as well. So Michael's going to bring it through today, and we thank Christine for her hard work at the same time. And if people want to send love and light to Christine, the way you do it is to send your message from your heart to Mother God and ask Mother God to send your love and support to Christine. And Mother God will take care of delivering your message. And believe me, Christine will feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I go downstairs to talk to her later, she's going to say, oh boy, did I feel the folks sending their love and support. So it's literal, it's real to her and very present. So thank you all. And it comes around and goes around as well. So we're all sending and receiving our love and our heartfelt sense of unity in bringing this through today and every now moment. So thank you for your Megan Owen report, Meg.
Mm-hmm.
And we here at the farm, we are all five of us, Christine, Catherine, Che, Bam Bam, and Little Firefly, are all united in our intense sense of building a bridge. For the first time this morning, I saw our two cats, Firefly and Bam Bam, lying together on the rug in the sun with their back paws touching each other. their feet touching. I've never seen them since they were kittens. Slept together. But this was so conscious and so purposeful, you could feel them creating the contact and the connection that is their way of creating an energy flow that is so beautiful and pristine. So we thank our animals, our the ones who live with us and the ones who walk around in the woods and the ones that we can't see. They are all working, all of them. So thank you.
Well, Catherine,
it
makes me think of a quick story. When you said all of them walking around. So I live on a literal farm down here in Georgia, and we have the farmer who has cows in the back pastures. And I, every time we walk past them, namaste, namaste, we love you. soon, it's just soon, hold on, right? Yesterday I was in the back of the house, and I look up, and there is a herd of cows and their babies encircling my backyard. And you have to understand, I am fields away behind pasture woods, walking, circling my backyard. And you have to understand, if you look up and see 15 cows right at your back door, it makes you pause. And they walk around the house. I go to the next window in the next room. I come out on the porch. They're circling the house. They stop. They look.
Oh.
I'm just giggling. And they walk back down the road, back in the field. It was like cow blessing.
Oh.
It was literally the blessing of the cows. And I just stopped and said, this is the most sacred moment I've ever had on this farm. And there they go, right down the field, and put themselves back into their pasture. So, yes, thanks
beautiful.
To all the animals out there.
You told me earlier that you were singing you to your animals.
All the time now.
And you know,
yes.
They hear it.
You're right.
We have to be careful here. When Christine sings Hugh, all the deer come up to the windows.
Oh,
and,
you're right, because all of a sudden all these chipmunk and rabbits are in the backyard.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, no, we still have our lessons we're learning. Go, don't come so close. We love you, but send love from afar. We're still practicing our ascension lessons with the cats. You're right. We hewed them right to the backyard.
Right to the back porch.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so note to self. My
goodness.
Just
be aware that you also talk to their, you know, their higher selves and let them know they don't have to come right up to the porch, that you can send it to them.
I'll send the hue across the fields, and they will feel it. They don't have to come close. Okay, I'm going to do that from now on.
Okay.
Okay, anyway, so there you go. We're still learning, and thank you for the cow blessing on Easter.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, goodness. Wonderful. All right.
All right, so let's call on Archangel Michael. And hear his beautiful blessing. I'll let you.
Wonderful.
I'm going to turn this talking stick to you, Meg.
Oh, good. I like to introduce them. Yes.
All right.
Wonderful. Well, welcome, dear brother Archangel Michael. We are so glad you're here.
Welcome, everyone. I am Archangel Michael. Let us share a moment of focused unity and light. Right now, in every imaginable role around the world, light workers are holding the light. and holding the line for the release of the prosperity funds. God's gift of restoration and resurrection for this realm. Now, overwhelm is when an overabundance of circumstances that do not promote peace, joy, and love surge into your reality. Doubt comes from the fact that you're a being of light, God's own living seed, bloomed into life. Doubt is facing decisions and choices you have made and the collective of humanity has agreed upon that do not further love. You doubt yourself for choosing things that are not who you are. By now, you realize that every discordant thought, feeling, event, miscreation is an opportunity for healing and reclamation. Transmutation is the brave willingness to face and feel your participation in the miscreations. And with your will, your choice, return your misguided intentions and creations back into light. Father, Mother God's own everlasting truth. This is transcendence. This is transcendence. My message today is brief, yet every word is encoded with God's light for your freedom. I am your Archangel Michael.
Thank you.